midterms in America. The elections are over, but the results have just begun. The midterms and the source of much of the vote puts one in mind of Charles Dickens, 1812-1870, the great British novelist, among whose best works is A Tale of Two Cities, which is, in fact, a tale of two classes in one city, late 19th century and industrial London, the very rich and the very poor. The midterms reflected a tale of two nations, the young and the old, the wealthy and the working class, and yes, the whites and non-whites. Moreover, the election reflected how important political lessons are forgotten, the most important of which is loyalty. The lesson of the 2000 elections, when Al Gore lost by a stolen hair's breadth to George W. Bush, was caused in part by his refusal to use the presence of former President Bill Clinton, an able and popular politician. In this year's cycle, Republicans essentially ran on their hatred and fear of Barack Obama, buffered by ridiculous claims that he brought Ebola here, made a deal with ISIS, and was a secret closet Muslim. Democrats couldn't run away from him fast enough, and by so doing, communicated to their constituencies the nature of their disloyalty. Disloyalty has a smell, a scent, the odor of fear. And Democrats proved once again that unless your name is Muhammad Ali, you can't punch when you're backpedaling. Some Dems may point to Obama's poll ratings in the low 40s, and there's truth to that. But polls, like mine's, are malleable. They can be changed. Obama has faced a hostile right-wing press and talk radio since the day he took the oath of office. After years of such sonic sludge, it's little wonder that polls have tanked. If you don't fight, though, how can you win? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.